When an idea lives far beyond its birthplace, it transforms into something legendary. Here we call this the Chief's Kingdom, the expanse of those that define the Chief's spirit. Anchored smack dab in the middle of the United States, this kingdom has no earthly boundaries. From its Midwestern roots, it grows. It covers plains and deserts, rolls over seas and mountains, and rushes right into our hearts. It spans generations, races, creeds, until it finally touches the rugged landscape of our hopes and dreams. This kingdom was not built on stone or mortar, no. It was modeled on the stories of sport and valor. And each year, new chapters are etched into this never-ending saga. 20, 15, 10, touchdown! And although there is one special place called home, wherever you hear the thunder of red and gold, wherever a hero is remembered, or another one born, wherever the will of people give life to the game, welcome, neighbor. You're in the Chief's Kingdom.
Well, when he was little, he was one of those kids that would come to me with these crazy, impossible requests, like, help me build a robot that'll go to the moon. He had this crazy imagination.
I have this calling. It feeds my soul. I love to create imagery, paintings. I like to represent the world around me. There's a huge benefit of being passionate about the subject matter. I know what gets people excited, how to drop people in those little special moments where they can almost predict what's about to happen next. Somebody's about to get hit. Somebody's about to catch the ball. Arrowhead is about to absolutely erupt and turn into a giant sparkler. You know, I'm sort of like a graphic design cheerleader in that sense, I guess. I think that that's part of my calling as an artist, to produce stuff that people like to look at. It was a fascination of that at a really young age that made me become an artist. My mom's name is Virginia. My dad's name is Todd, and they're both from Michigan. They both went to Western Michigan. They studied graphic design up there. They met at a pretty young age. You know, they both had an affinity for design, for art. That eventually ended up taking my dad to Kansas City, where he first got a job with Hallmark.
I started working here in 1985 in the same department as Todd. We were both lettering artists and just developed this crazy love for Hallmark and funny cards and mushy cards and heartfelt cards. It's been a really wonderful connection for me.
I come from an artistic house, and they kind of decided at a really young age that, they didn't want to influence what my brother and I were. They didn't want us to be artists just because they were artists, you know, just because there were paintbrushes laying around the house, that kind of thing. So they kept all that from me. One day, my preschool teacher went to my parents and said, "So, does Chris draw a lot at home?" I'm like, "Well, no, not really. Well, he does a lot here." When I was growing up, it was Chiefs football on Sunday, Derek Thomas, sack fumble. You know, that was it. That's like engraved in my memory. And a lot of those moments I shared with my dad.
Football games for Chris and his dad were an opportunity for them to bond. They both shared that love of football, that love of the Chiefs, and that was kind of their thing, and I just let them go with it. I was just delighted that they could have that.
And look around, Lenny. Nobody is sitting. The entire place is standing up. Back to pass, Kelly. He escapes. He runs. He's sacked by Derek Thomas.
Nobody can do it alone, but together we can do it.
When I was really young, we all kind of went on a family trip together. And my parents brought me out on the back porch and explained to me that my dad had progressive multiple sclerosis. In true progressive fashion, it went downhill. It steadily worse over the next 15 years, really. He went through a period where, probably when I was around middle school age, where he started going to the hospital on a pretty regular basis. So, you know, it kind of became customary, almost. Every time that he would go to the hospital, he would lose something, you know, lose some sort of mobility or, you know, the ability to feed himself or, you know, whatever the case may be. I remember towards the end of his life, we were having him go through rehabilitation just to learn how to re-swallow.
It was a real rip your heart out kind of situation, because I knew that as much as I wanted there to be some miracle, that wasn't going to happen.
One day, my mom called me, and it was just like any other day. You know, Dad's going to the hospital. Get your stuff, and you know, we're rallying the troops. So meet us there. And when I got there, he was in a coma.
He passed away 4 days after Kyle graduated from high school. And everything changed.
It's sort of been a long road uphill ever since. Trying to, you know, get my life back in order, figure out what that looks like without him in it.
I wasn't done raising my kids. They were really hurting. They had spent the last 10 years watching their dad's health deteriorate.
My mom is sort of the bedrock of the family. She's had a long life of, you know, being selfless. I don't think that my dad would have lived as long as he did if my mom had not been that type of person. You know, I got to watch them live and really show what marriage vows really mean in the toughest of circumstances. You know, till death do us part.
Anybody can kind of hang in there when everything's all good. But really, it's about hanging in there when things are not good. It was easier to go through all of that with Todd than it has been the last 5 years by myself.
I lost every piece of myself that I needed to create the way that I wanted to create. And I couldn't find it. I stayed out of school for about a year and a half. And, you know, I kind of had a couple of jobs. In that time, I was just so unmotivated. I mean, to the core. Like, I just couldn't figure it out.
Todd Simbauer's passing caused a ripple effect, and no one in the family was spared. The wave of grief was so great that even Chris's love for painting was gripped by its undertow.
This was the piece of me that I had since I was a kid, and I couldn't figure out for the life of me how to get it back. I needed to get back to my roots. I needed to get back to, you know, this. I needed to get back to painting, to using my hands. I needed to choose a subject matter that I was passionate about. That cliche about your world getting turned upside down, you don't realize what that's like until you go through it. And it's not a cliche, it's a reality.
Chief's Kingdom is brought to you by Farmland. Passion for pork since 1959. Bud Light, the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. And the University of Kansas Hospital, the official healthcare provider of the Chiefs.